Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I'm Bill Knight. Happy Friday, St. Patty's Day weekend, and whatever other... Hey, first day of spring's coming up, what, next Tuesday?
Yeah, today is... Wait a second.
Funny.
Beware the Ides of March.
Does that mean we're going to get one last storm in here?
We probably are. You know, I seriously, this sounds crazy, Bill, but I convert every season, fall and spring, I convert my lawn tractor from a lawnmower to a snowplow. And when I do that, and I do it myself, it's complicated. It's a lot of work for an old guy, and, you know, I feel it for days afterwards. But usually when I convert it from a lawnmower to a snowplow, it doesn't snow. It's almost like, okay, fine, he worked his tail off, the snowplow is on, so we'll show him we're not going to snow. Now, if I've been thinking about taking it and converting it back to a lawnmower like this weekend, and then I think to myself, but if I do that, there'll probably be like an April blizzard that'll come along and completely mess the deal up. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, the other thing you could do is just go ahead and get another tractor and have that one be the lawnmower, and then you got the snowplow, and you just, you know.
What do you think? I'm rolling in dough? actually, I also have a snowblower. I do have a lot of toys for a grown man, I must say, but... I what the heck, Bill?
That's the difference.
When you live long enough, he who has the most toys wins.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. You got to have the most toys, and it's the size of the toys as you get bigger. You know,
that's true.
You're older.
That's true. Anyway,
bigger, more expensive toys.
So much to talk about. A lot of things happening in our world. You know, this is one of those days, those markets we talked about yesterday. They said something was going to happen in our country between the 15th of March and the 8th of April. So today's the 15th of March, Bill. So,
maybe it might be just because maybe the Fannie thing will make things happen because, you know, no matter unless he goes right down the middle on that, you know, and gives you a bowl of mush, if he disbars her, takes her off the case or whatever. She's already, you know, stoked the coals there where she could, you know, that there's going to be protests in the streets. Then if she gets to go on, well, those coals have been stroked too on the other side that, you know, and I'm sure that they got plants just like the, with the January 6th where they had operatives and agents in there. They probably have things down there ready to go just in case it goes one way or the other that they can make it look those damn mega people.
Well,
they need to be re-educated.
You know what they think of us, Bill, really. We're thought of less than illegals, okay? As far as this administration is concerned, they will welcome people who they don't know, criminals and strangers, across the border into our country, and they'll give them $2,500 in gift cards, and they'll give them room and board and food and maid service and all that wonderful stuff. But
They get maid service?
They get maid service. But if you're MAGA, Bill, if you're MAGA, you are the scum of the earth.
I'd like maid service and a mint on the pillow at night.
I mean, they were supposed to. Wasn't Biden the guy who kept saying he was going to bring the country together? He was going to unite us all after he gets into office?
Well, that was just a campaign promise. You know those aren't real.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. There was... a court procedure yesterday down in federal court in Florida. The President Trump's team filed a bunch of motions. But, you know, it's funny. The wonderful nonpartisan media. Nonpartisan media. I laugh at my own humor. But anyway, they hung to something. See, the judge down there dismissed one of the motions that was filed by the Trump team, which they were trying to get the the executive privilege because they said it violated unconstitutional something or other. I forgot exactly the terminology, but it was the weakest of the motions that they filed. You know, when you file motions, and they filed a bunch yesterday. It's like you throw a lot of stuff against the wall. You hope something sticks, okay? And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah,
and so they they got the weakest one dismissed. Like, that, we're not going to even consider that. That's not something which makes a lot of sense in the mind of the federal judge. Well, you would have thought he lost the case. You would have thought he lost everything. The media, well, it's a loss for Trump in the federal courthouse in Miami yesterday. Here's what happened. And they kind of brush over it. But what they're not telling you is he filed a bunch of motions, a bunch of different things, and she just cleaned away something she thought didn't make sense. She's not going to consider that. But she is considering a bunch of other things that could have a massive effect on the Trump case, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's the dishonesty of our media, Bill. We don't have it, and it's sad. It's really sad. Oh, and another thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, Nikki Haley was proof of that, too, where she sat there. She had terrible numbers, but she would squeak out, what was that district where there were nine delegates?
District of Columbia.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of votes at all, and it's all Democrats, and it was Democrats that voted for
it. They got all of them together in a phone booth.
Oh, that was big banner news because, you know, you take your win and you blow it up, and shh, don't say anything about those losses.
Well, you know what my wife said to me, and it's so true. This is true, Bill. She said, you know.
Take out the trash?
No, besides that. Exactly. And I think she also said, sit down and be quiet. But anyway, that's another thing for another time. But she said, you know, they make such a big deal of Nikki Haley, and the only reason why she's even talked about it is because she refused to suspend her campaign. All the other guys had more delegates and more momentum than she had, and they decided at some point, it's not worth our time, effort, or money, and we're not going to divide the party, and they got out. But Nikki Haley, the mere fact that she just wouldn't suspend her campaign, they made it sound like she was a challenger. And she was never a challenger, you know? So, and I thought you were absolutely correct, dear. And I mean, I'm not stupid. Another thing, you know, the Haitians are talking about mass exodus from their island, and they're going to come here, right? They're not going to go to Cuba. Why would they do that? I mean, it's only, Cuba's only like 10 miles away by water and or less. And but they're not going there. No. They're going to Florida. Well, Ron DeSantis has said, "Hey, that's not going to happen. We're going to put our soldiers on the our beaches, and we're going to put I guess the Naval Reserve or Coast Guard Reserve out there, and they're going to protect our border, and they're going to turn these people away because we have rules and laws in the state of Florida." Whether you like it or not, that's the way it is. You know, you just can't show up on the beach and say, well, here I am. And unless, of course, you're from Cuba, and then again, you have a special dispensation. But Biden, in his patriotic way, says, well, you know, you're right. We're not going to get into a confrontation with DeSantis. No, what we're going to do is we're going to scoop all those people up and bring them and process them at Guantanamo Bay, which is a military base in Cuba. And then we're going to ship them over to the United States. We're going to process them in Guantanamo Bay, which essentially is a U.S. territory, piece of land. And once they're there and processed, then they can go anywhere in the country, which means. Now, we won't bring him into just Miami. We'll bring him into maybe, how about Charleston or maybe, how
Pittsburgh.
About D.C.? Oh, we can fly him into Pittsburgh. Exactly right. So, I mean, this is the guy, he's talking about being a patriot, this guy Biden. He's going around trying to sell himself, like, see what I've done for the past 3 years? Shouldn't you vote for me now so I can do it again to you? Unbelievable.
Well, you're not just voting for Biden. Uh-huh. You're voting for a Democrat machine, and he's just a puppet. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's a reason to vote for him.
Yeah. When you vote for Biden, you get the puppet and, you know, the puppeteer. So, well, you know.
You get the whole shebang.
That's a two-for-one special. Yeah, you're getting the whole shebang there. So.
So they're going to be bringing the illegals, apparently, to Guantanamo. You know, I was told that a lot of. Prisoners, political prisoners, have already been processed there. I don't know whether that's true or not. That it must be huge. I did hear that a couple of years ago, they brought these container ships in and unloaded They look like containers, but the containers are actually cells.
Yeah.
You know? And they are...
Well, you know, it's kind of weird because they were brought in and there was all kinds of speculation.
Yeah.
What they were going to be used for. And then the Democrats now in control, they probably are using them. And you probably got January Sixers in there, which... Oh, by the way, there's a story on the January 6th. Another federal agent has been pinpointed and shown, the light shone on them. 21 the count is now of... agents.
These are FBI agents and CIA agents who were infiltrated the crowd at January 6th?
Yeah, they infiltrated the crowd. They were there to do dirty deeds and to incite the crowd or at least do dirty things to sit there and blame it on, you know, Republicans. Because even though Trump ordered 10,000 troops, they said, no, we don't need no stinking National
Guard.
Bill,
is this too little too late, though? I mean, here it is almost the next election, and now they're coming out with this stuff like, we actually did have federal agents who were instigators in the crowd. Oh, geez.
Well,
I don't know why.
You think about the election, you know, all the trials that are going on, and well, we can talk about that, but there's such a vast number out there, and that they flooded everything out there. Yeah, we're gonna stumble on some facts, but you're right. It's too little, too late, and you know we're playing a time game. And yeah. The Democrats have a machine out there, and this is their skunk works, their dirty tricks department. Well, you know, if we hit them with 91 indictments, you know something's gonna stick out of that, and that's how the legal system works. But we'll tie it up in court. We'll tie him up. So if we don't win at the ballot box, you know, we're going to win in the courtroom because we own that. So that's what they're doing. I mean, you've got all the cases are hearsay, and this is down to...
I just can't believe that American citizens, Bill, are locked away in jail. You even showed, we talked about this on the show, about that cell, that punishment cell that one of the January Sixers is in.
A closet with a bucket and, you know, you're stripped down to your underwear barefoot, thrown in a closet, and you don't have any running water or a toilet in there or anything. You got a bucket. Do your business in that.
I mean, we didn't do that to German prisoners in World War II.
No, you know, even I think even some of, and we talked about how inhumane some countries kept our prisoners, you know, prisoners of war, and they'd beat them and stuff like that. But, and they do beat these people too. There have been some that have been beaten pretty severely, if not all of them. So we are doing less than third. I mean, well,
hey,
we're more than a third world country.
Look at Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro, word came down yesterday. He appealed his going to prison sentence, and some federal judge somewhere said, no, you haven't proven that you really had the authorization to have executive privilege from the president, and we think that it's time you serve your sentence. And, you know, Peter Navarro is a guy in his early 70s. He's in really good physical shape. He was a presidential advisor. He's a enthusiastic Trump supporter, and that's his biggest problem because it drives the left nuts. So they're going to punish him. They're going to punish Peter Navarro. He's going to jail for 4 months. And when you're 70-something years old, 4 months might as well be 4 years. And then they're not going to put him, by the way, in some country club somewhere. They're going to stick him in a real prison and to hell with him. You know, if he has a problem, that's his problem.
Well, yeah, look, 4 months is a nothing sentence for a young person.
Yeah.
It's a slap and just, hey, you got to go do your 90 days in jail for, you know, drunk driving. And there you go, do a little community service, you're out. And, you know, that prison, that famous judge,
you mean Jeffrey Epstein in New York?
No, I was talking about there in your hometown, Pittsburgh.
Oh,
when
yeah.
They built that jail right there downtown, blocking the beautiful skyline and overlooking the river.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys had, they had color TV in their rooms. They had the whole nine yards. Oh, you're going to jail time? You're going to, you know, Camp Hollywood there. You know, it was a nice place.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a light thing. But when you're 70 years old, You know, that kind of thing is say, look, you know, pal, you're too old to be in prison because you didn't do anything that we can lock you away with for years. So, you know, even though it's a bull crap charge,
yeah,
they could just say, hey, how about house arrest for about 4 months?
Oh, can absolutely. You do that? They could absolutely do that. They could say, Peter, no, we're going to keep you in your house for 4 months, and you'll have
can
to
Can I
have...
order Uber? Yeah, you sure can. Pizza, do whatever you want. Just stay in your house, stay off the phone, you can watch
But see,
TV.
That would be fair, and that would be at least, I mean, that would be considerate, but the left isn't considerate. Understand something. I just make this one point. You know, Peter Navarro's in prison because he ignored a subpoena from Congress. That's what
right.
he did. He was ordered to testify in front of the January 6th committee. He said, I have executive privilege, and they went after him. Mind you, that to Hunter Biden, he ignored one subpoena, the one that said that we want to interview you in private. And just the day before yesterday, he said after he pleaded for a public hearing, they said, okay, we'll give you a public hearing. Here's the subpoena. He decides, well, I'm going to ignore that, too. He has two subpoenas he's ignored. He should be in jail at least for 4 months. But will that happen? No, because we have two separate legal systems. He's going to be tried in two separate courts. They were saying yesterday, will he show up to the trial? I mean, wait a second. Do I have an option if I'm being tried? Do I have an option to show up or not? Or do I have an option to say I'm not going to go to that trial? That's not worth my time. I mean, he's already said to Congress, hey, listen, I'm not going to show up for your hearings because I just don't want to talk to you. It's going to be a show, and I don't want to be involved with that show, you know? So, yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like an honest and fair justice system that we're living in right now. But then again, do we have an administration that is breaking the law every single moment on the border. And we have a lot of people who are saying, we don't care about whether it's illegal to do what we're doing. We're still going to keep doing it because we're in power now and you're not.
Right.
Chuck Schumer, did you hear what he did yesterday? Chuck Schumer, maybe you did. Did you hear about it?
I have the story, but go ahead.
Well, what happened was, you know, Chuck Schumer is a senator from New York. He's Jewish, and he's always sold himself as being a supporter of Israel. Well, yesterday, Chuck Schumer had the audacity. I want you to listen to what he said on the floor of Congress. Listen.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution. At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Hamas and the Palestinians who support and tolerate their evil ways, radical right-wing Israelis in government and society, President Abbas, Prime Minister Netanyahu. These are the four obstacles to peace.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine after 9/11 if somebody got up on the floor of Parliament and said, you know, President Bush and his administration should be removed. They should have new elections today. I mean, this guy he's never a guy that you can count on to do the right thing. Schumer, he does the politically correct thing for what he thinks is his betterment.
Well, they're guilty of labeling. What they do is, you know, the political right-wing radicals. In other words, conservatives, you know.
Well,
we might sit there and say the liberal left, but that's not the radical liberal left. That's what they're doing. Now, he did it subtly, but they're name calling, and they do it in every stinking story. And it comes from people like Schumer. And I got a suggestion for everybody. Now, when's he up for election?
You know, I think it's soon. I could be wrong. Maybe
him out of there. Just get him the hell out of the Senate.
Look, he's in New York. You know, New York is, they got a democratic system in place there.
Doing the state so well now, isn't it?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. I think he should be removed too. But the fact is, he's got that whole corrupt system working overtime to keep him in office. He wouldn't have said what he said if he didn't think his constituency wouldn't applaud what he said. The fact of the matter is, if I were Netanyahu, I'd tell him, hey, take a hike.
Pound sand.
I'm fighting a war here for the life of my country, and keep your opinions to yourself.
And that's amazing how our politicians like to sit there and tell everybody else how to do their jobs when we're not doing our job. I mean, look at all the filth in the streets, the homeless and the illegal immigrants. I mean,
absolutely.
They defecate and urinate in the streets because
they should be talking about helping the veterans and cleaning up crime and getting the drugs off the street, building our highways.
What just happened in Pittsburgh with crime? Did they tell you that they're not going to do anymore because they don't have the cops?
Think of the police are essentially going to be closed from like 2 in the morning until 6 a.m. or something like that. They're not going to take certain types of crimes, you know.
So that's Biden's America, right?
That's Biden's America.
Biden's America. Yep. Now you've got Trudeau's, Trudeau Castro, his Canada. The police there are now saying, you know what, folks, leave your keys outside the front door to your car. That way thieves won't be prompted to break in.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that?
That really did happen. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yes. Well,
that is the liberal world. That is the radical, stupid, ignoramus liberal world. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to call you names. You call us names.
Want to cut back on home invasions? Leave your keys in your car. You got to love these people.
There's a new Mercedes. Yeah. It's sitting out front because they'll appreciate that.
Mitch McConnell had some comments about what Schumer said. And I don't, I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell, but I think he was pretty on target here.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel at home and in captivity deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments. And foreign observers who cannot keep these clear distinctions ought to refrain from weighing in. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented. We should not treat fellow democracies this way at all. Things that upset left-wing activists are not a prime minister's policies. There is Israel's policies. Make no mistake, the Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem. Israel is not a colony of America whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government. This is the very definition of democracy and sovereignty. Either we respect their decisions or we disrespect their democracy.
I agree with everything he just said. I wish he said it a little faster, because I think we had a time zone change from daylight savings time, from standard
Mitch
time.
McConnell, you know, he's getting kind of old.
Holy smokes. My coffee got cold. He just mumbled.
Well, that's how they talk in Kentucky, understand.
Oh, come on.
Mitch McConnell, by the way.
Well, Mitch,
at least he didn't freeze, you know. He could have froze.
That's true. Wake up, Mitch. Wake up. Anyway, but he did say the right thing, I think. It's not for us to tell Israel how to run their country, especially when they're trying to defend themselves against a war. People say defend themselves. Conveniently, the left seems to ignore the fact that it was Hamas who brutally slaughtered all of those innocent civilians on October 7th. It's like the left wants to, just ignore that. That didn't happen. You know, we're pro-Hamas.
Nothing to see here, yeah.
Amazing. I don't like seeing anybody hurt. I would love to see the whole military operation cease in Gaza. And it can happen, because all the people of Gaza have to do is remove Hamas. Mm. You know? Remove Hamas from government and get a more democratic government in place. But no, they support Hamas. The people mm-hmm. of the people, they've just voted it in. I think shortly before October 7th, they did another vote of support for Hamas. They believe what the people who are running Gaza, what they're doing is the right thing. In the meantime, you know, Bill, it is a beautiful coastline area. It could be a real nice resort area, Gaza. I mean, people from around the world could fly in to vacation,
well,
enjoy the beaches.
You're talking like a capitalist there.
But, you know, it is a rundown, overpopulated place of squalor, you know. And they spend most of their time launching missiles into Israel. And yeah. Then they're surprised when Israel strikes back. It's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute. Now, Jim, you're confusing a model city for what America wants to become.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I think that I think we have so much going on in this world, so much happening. Secret French military documents show up saying that it's impossible for the Ukraine to win the war against Russia.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. It says the French army, if they went in there, if they went in to actually help, they'd be like cheerleaders on the sideline. I guess they were essentially were saying that the French army would be ineffective. So don't do it. Mm. You got anything you want to add? It's a strange kind of a day, because it's like we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know.
There's funny or fanny news, I guess, that we could talk about.
That's true.
The Congress, our lame limp Congress, is, you know, talking about holding her in contempt of court, for failing to hand over documents into the investigation into her office. Well, you know, of course, she's under the impression that she's not in trial here. And she is on trial. She doesn't know that. Her fate's going to be handed down. But I find it interesting that, you know, here she is with withholding stuff. And, you know, but, you know, if it was the other side, there's no question, you know, about, you know, contempt stuff, even if they're not withholding anything. So,
well, they said we'd hear by Friday, so here it is.
Today's Friday, that's so right. it could be coming down. Well, you know, we do this show at 7 in the morning, so it's, you know, at time of recording, we're almost 8 o'clock, and the simple fact is it could come down. I don't know what the time zone is.
Yeah, it could happen any time.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, he's already made the decision.
We also may hear on some of those other motions from the Trump case down in Palm Beach today. So there's a couple of things that... Oh, and you remember what happened when Letitia was in front of the FDNY firefighters?
She's backing down now.
Well, it's not her. It's the head of the fire department said, now, we're not going after our own people. That's That's not true. It's something we never even considered. Well, actually, they have a memo that kind of indicated they were considering it.
So, yeah. And you know what? Don't think for a minute that Letitia is not vindictive and doesn't hold a grudge. You know, she's Letitia James. You cannot sit there and laugh at her and boo her. Something's got to be done about that.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody, well, I think your ride's here.
Yeah, my ride's here. Yeah, it's my Uber. Yeah.
Hey,
when you do your show by a window,
that's true. You never
street,
know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Palm Beach, the sheriff down there, they arrested some illegals down there, and the sheriff spoke in front of the media. The guy has been in the police work for 50 years, I think, and he put everything on the table. I want you to hear what he said.
This morning, I'm just here to deliver a message, and the message is, don't think for a minute that what happens at the Mexican border doesn't affect us here. Here you have three illegals that should have never been in this country that have committed a very serious crime, kidnapping and sexual battery of a lady. They shouldn't be here. This is the same thing that we saw where the student was killed by the person that was here illegally. That's why we pay so much attention. Folks, our border is the ocean. There's no fence there. We are the fence. That's why we spend as much time as we do and dedicate resources to stopping people before they get here. In all likelihood, these three people came through Mexico. They didn't come through here. I can tell you that for sure. We would have checked in our database. But for them to be in this country, to be able to commit these type of crimes, is unconscionable. The federal government has put the American people in jeopardy. Our intelligence section, who works very closely with the FBI, has also identified that the most dangerous gangs in the world are now in Miami from Venezuela. They make MS-13 look like school kids. They're not going to stay just in Miami. They're going to go where they need to go to do what they do. They don't know if it's Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They just go to do what they're going to do, and we're going to have to deal with them. You know, forget about the 3 million people that came across the border, put their hands up to Border Patrol and says, I give up. You know, they get the cell phone and the gift card and all that kind of garbage. What about the 1.5 million people that they call gotaways? Those are the people that don't want to go to get caught by Border Patrol because they're cartel, they're gang members, they're wanted. They're packing fentanyl. I watched a surveillance video that was taken down in Texas of 10 guys, military age, dressed in camouflage, backpacks. They had carpet on their shoes so they didn't leave footprints, in a military formation coming into the country. What do you think they're here for? They're not here to play the lotto. They're going to do bad things. So the director of the FBI testified that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we're going to have something bad happen here. Because in the 1.5 million gotaways, he's worried that there's people from ISIS, people from the terrorist watch list that could be in the United States. Our agency is still the lead agency for Homeland Security for all of South Florida. And every 3 months, we have a meeting to make sure that we're going to be operationally ready for whatever might happen here in South Florida. But people have to pay attention. We need the help of the public also. Our program, if you know something or see something, say something, is very important now. So if you see something you don't think is right, especially with human trafficking, because there's 85,000 kids that are unaccounted for that came across the border. The human traffickers are going to be the ones that are going to prey on those people. And we've made those cases here in South Florida. So if you really know something or you see something, say something. But my message is, don't be complacent, because what is happening at the Mexican border is going to affect us. Any questions?
Sheriff, you've been in law enforcement for a number of years. How would you compare this problem to 10, 20 years ago?
Well, I've actually been in law enforcement for 52 years. This is the worst I've seen it. This is, like I said, unconscionable that the federal government has let this happen. These idiots in Washington, D.C. need to close this border. You know, if you got a leak in your house and water's going all over the place, you don't get a bucket and start cleaning it up. You turn the water off and you stop the leak first. In order for this mess to get cleaned up, they've got to stop what's coming across this border, and it can be done.
That's the sheriff of Palm Beach County in Florida.
Right.
And the guy is almost beside himself with what's happening as far as migration. I got a story, Bill, and that's in Florida, right? That's down mm-hmm. on our southernmost part of the country. This is from Rockland, Massachusetts, okay? Rockland, Massachusetts, up near Boston, up near New Hampshire. A man was arrested and charged with child rape
right.
at a hotel in Rockland being used to house migrants. Corey Alvarez, 26, was arraigned Thursday on one count of aggravated rape of a child. He's being held without bail pending the outcome of the dangerousness hearing next week. Alvarez's defense attorney said he came here from Haiti. Now, let me tell you something. In the Boston Globe, they said, the headline, and I'm paraphrasing, but you'll get the gist. They said, Rockland teen assaulted by man in hotel. Not immigrant, not migrant, not illegal. They generalized it because they didn't want to have to say that he was from Haiti and he was here illegally. These are the people, Bill, that we're allowing into our country. You know, we talk about I heard a figure that drove me nuts. Murder down 22% in Venezuela. 22%.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're here.
Yeah. Our murder rate in Washington, D.C. is up 26%.
Well, according to Joe Biden in the State of the Union, our crime rate is down. But, you know, you mentioned up there in Rockland, a story that you didn't hear about, and they're not really talking much about, but there was a young woman, a former military veteran, and her daughter, they're just in a car in Worcester. And they were at a stoplight, and two guys came up, one on the driver's side, one on the passenger side, and opened fire on them and killed both the mother and her child.
Oh,
now, they got
God.
The one guy. The other guy got away. They locked the one guy up. Wouldn't say anything about him. And then the other guy was found about a week later in San Diego, close to the border. Now, you can say what you will. The only thing that I can figure out, because that sounded like a gang initiation thing. Hey, you got to go out and kill somebody, a random person, because there's no connection. They'll probably try to fabricate one, but there's no connection between that woman, obviously her daughter, and these two thugs.
Yeah.
That I don't even know that spoke
English. You've heard of MS-13. Apparently there are gangs in Venezuela which make mm-hmm. MS-13 look like Boy Scouts, and they're in New York now.
Yeah.
They're in New York now.
Well, who knows? And, I mean, you've got stuff like that happening. You've got the things that happen. Well, you have this thing that happened in Missouri, you know, where you had the just violence outbreak that breaks out with these young teens and that one woman that one girl picked up who was twice her size, picked her up and slammed her in the ground, banging her
awful,
head deliberately.
Awful, yeah.
And that girl has got permanent brain damage. So
she's still in a coma, Bill. She's still in a coma. Yeah.
You know what? And I pray that she, if she's going to be, maimed and, you know, when you have that kind of thing going on, I don't know the word to say, because you're not going to have your mental faculties.
Well, I hope she heals totally.
I hope
Please
she heals,
God.
But if not, if she can't heal totally, I hope she goes peacefully, because that she was robbed of her life. So thus that girl, she should be in custody. And
hey, I saw
care.
A 7-year-old kid. Do you see the 7-year-old kid?
The 6-year-old kid.
On a bus. No, I got 7 in my story. He's seated on a bus and he's attacked brutally by a high schooler, a minority high schooler, who literally pounds the living daylights out of this 7-year-old kid. You said 6, 7, whatever. Beat the living daylights out of the kid for no good reason.
And there were two adults on the bus, and they did nothing to stop it.
Unbelievable. We just
and that was in Michigan.
And of course, I got you heard about in December. There was a family minding their own business, driving down a highway right here in the good old U.S. of A., and some illegal who didn't have a license, a woman, she veered off her side of the highway into their side of the highway, hit them head-on, and put the kid into a coma, and the kid was in a coma until this week when he passed away, 14 years of age. That little boy... You talk about having their life robbed. He had his life robbed. He was minding his own business in his parents' car, and because of this administration, you know, it's a direct line from what happened to that family and the decision that was made in D.C. to let these people in. There's no fog or no a circuitous route. It's a direct line to Joe.
America's not the country that it was. You might say, oh, she's a great country, blah, 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 blah. She was a great country. And people in other countries, now, not everybody looked up to us. You know, I mean, they looked up to us, but a lot of these people, because their governments were corrupt, and maybe our governments government had something to do with it, but they resent us. They always have. And now... Joe has opened that border. They're here. And they're going to teach us a lesson, you and me, in something that we had nothing to do with. Their fate, we had nothing to do with. The fact that the border is open and they can come here and, you know, freely steal our stuff and beat the hell out of us and leave us limp and dying, you know, and the liberal justice system goes, well... You know, we got to give them a slide on that one, you know? Come on.
We
are under attack, and it's by the Biden administration, or at least at his request or behest.
Everybody's waiting for that shoe to drop that we talked about. Some major event is going to happen there. Most people are convinced. I mean, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, he's convinced that we're being set up for a major attack somewhere, or maybe multiple attacks. He testified to it in Congress. You know, this isn't being made up. It's not a hypothetical from Bill and I. This is going on.
It's very clear to me that the election is not going to be held at the voting booth. I mean, if it is, then what's going on right now, for Trump, it's going to be held in court because that's where the Democrats want it because they control the courts. You know, now, speaking of which, in New York, the hush money case, that's put on hold for 30 days, maybe even up to 90 days because, you know, now the prosecutor is blaming it on the Trump administration, but it was him that was, well, I got 34,000 pages of documents and there's another 74,000 here. Takes time to go through all of that. And I'm like going, I've been to court before. And when somebody tried to sue me, it was 2 pages. But you know, it's what's your charge, but on what that case is now, it's the hush money case. What is hush money? Number one, if you look up hush money, it's legal. It's to sit there and say, look, you know, I'm going to give you this.
This is the Alvin Bragg case, right? This is the Alvin Bragg case in New York. Am I right? The Manhattan district.
I was going, no, he's not. He's the attorney, district attorney. Yeah. But yeah, he took a long time getting all this stuff together. But when you're talking about, you know, the non-disclosure and the hush money thing, that's what it is. It's a non-disclosure used in business. It's used in, you know, people with a mistress.
Yeah.
And it's a legal binding contract to sit there and say, hey, look, you know, I'm not guilty of it.
But I'm going to give you some money.
It's going to be embarrassing and time-consuming. Why don't I just give you some money and you be quiet about it? Which... she agreed to and took, let's be clear about, well, yeah, but he had, and we need to point out that he had, and we're going to make it a criminal indictment. Well, number one, it's not indictable, but they're doing it anyway. But number two, Let's agree on one thing, because we do know this. Trump is a germaphobe.
Yeah.
He is a germaphobe. And if you don't, look at Howie Mandel. You know, he doesn't even want to shake your hand because he, Howard Hughes, you know, they anything they touch, they got to clean their hands because they're germaphobes. Now, if you look up Stormy Daniels and look at the lewd, lascivious things she does on stage and her life, do you really think a germaphobe is going to, because he would need a blowtorch to get whatever, you know, she would put on you off.
She is a porn star, for those who don't know, and she has made her living doing probably at least 100 porn movies where she has sexual relations with every male character in the movie, just about. And apparently she...
These women in the business, and I'm not putting down women, but, you know, guys that are in the porn business, they might, if they do a movie every day, that's probably a pretty great feat. Would not call it a great feat. But the women, come on, let's just be honest. A lot of these women, well, they'll come in the morning and go to one set and just, I'll shoot all my shots here. And then they go to another movie set, and they can do...
They can make a ton of money. Yeah.
Half dozen movies in a day. A guy, he's done it one. And I'm not trying to be crude or anything like that, but that's the way it is. So when you do the count of what she's done, I mean, Will Chamberlain one time bragged about it. Yeah, I had 4,000?
10,000?
10,000. Yeah. I mean, come on. So this woman, I mean, there's probably not a number
yet they're making her out to be
and
the
a
victim.
Germaphobe is had something to do with it.
Bill, they're making her out to be the victim. By the way, Alvin Bragg yesterday filed for a 30-day delay. He was always talking recently about we want this case to proceed ASAP. We want to get it to trial maybe in March. This is how they were talking the other side, and all of a sudden he needs 30 more days.
Well, why? Because they can keep it in the news and drag it out. And that's why I'm saying Trump is not going to be voted on at the ballot box. They want to keep it in the courts. Or at least if they can't get him on anything, keep him tied up in the courts all the way up to, so that they can taint the waters. And that's what they want to do.
Someone said that, I don't know whether this is true or not, but somebody said that Bragg said, and so this is hearsay, that it's not the victory, it's the charge that is the victory.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, well, okay, all they want to do is, like you say, take Trump, embarrass him, sully his name, disparage him, all these things, so that he will lose the election. And by the way, these people are the same people who visit the White House and have discussions about what's going on. Why the White House would be interested is beyond, I mean, I know why, but I mean, why the White House would have any input into that case is beyond me, but they...
Well, they shouldn't have any input in it because it's election interference. And, yeah, they want to tie it up. And I think they know that the American people, for the most part, are onto it. Maybe the Democrats aren't, all of them. But, for the average common sense person goes, you know what? We have gone beyond the laws of probabilities and possibilities here. This is, this is a crapola thing that they're doing, and they're just, it's a sheer numbers game. And they also know, as the old saying goes, even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then. If they throw enough of anything on the wall, something's going to stick. Even if it's not worthy of it, it's going to stick. But I think we're going to get down to the wire to where it's obviously, he's going to go to the election and be our candidate, and that's when they come to that realization that they can't lock him up, which they're trying to do. And, he may have brought this on himself, and the fact that, he used that chant, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, and now it's been turned around.
Yeah, I don't go with that. I think that
they were doing it all
first
along.
First of all, he didn't do it. It was the audience that did it. It was the crowd.
But they're turning it around on the crowd. You got to be careful sometimes what you say and wish for.
But he didn't. He didn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
No, but the crowd did, and we got to be careful about what we say and wish for, because the other side is doing that.
Well, it's a long way from a guilty verdict, and it's a long way from him being in prison.
Well,
so.
They may not get to it, but we're talking about between today and April 8th.
Do you need
something happening?
Do you need a smile today? It's Friday. Do you need a smile? Do you need something?
No, absolutely not. I like having.
You like having a frown on your face?
A scowl. A scowl. Yeah, because I'm going to the dentist today.
Oh,
so
that'll do it.
I need the.
You know, I always feel bad for the dentist because when he sees his friends or his patients, they're never happy to be there, never happy to be in his office, you know?
I got a nice dentist. She's a nice lady.
Well, you're the exception and not the rule. But I'm going to make some of our listeners smile today. You know, not satisfied with destroying a major beer brand, you know, Dylan Mulvaney has... stepped into a new arena. That's right. Dylan Mulvaney, the person, I had to think about how to describe him, the person who likes to dress in women's clothing and sell himself as a woman. But see, that being said, he hasn't changed his name. His name is still Dylan Mulvaney, all right? So, but he's in the music business now, Bill. He stepped away, and I have for you, this is not really a premiere moment, but for our audience it is, I have all 3 minutes and 40 seconds of his latest song. He hasn't got album yet.
I'm going to tell you right now, without even hearing it, because there will be a certain group that'll go out and buy it and, you know, the left will, you know, prop it up too that it's the greatest thing, because this is a PR stunt for him too.
It's called Days of Girlhood. Now I just want you to think of the title for a second. Days of Girlhood. Any woman out there who likes this song, it's an insult to you. This guy calls himself a girl, dresses up like a woman, and prances around on this video. Now it is audio from the video, so you will hear like some noises and stuff in the beginning that aren't really the song, but it gets there. And I want you to hear it. This is Dylan Mulvaney and Days of Girlhood. Dylan, it's all yours.
Fast, look, quick, change, Love ya.
That's him. That's Dylan Mulvaney. Now, I have to tell you.
All right.
This is a coincidence, and this was not planned, but my good friend, who I do the show with every day, yesterday, he and I were talking after the show, and he says, you know, I think I'm going to buy this gadget. And he shows me this device, and it's an amazing digital tool.
Helicon, yeah.
Yeah, it corrects the voice. I mean, if you're singing flat into a microphone, it's sort of like auto-tune, you know.
It's beyond that.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is. I absolutely agree. It takes auto-tune to another level. And I think he was using that. Because
I heard him when he kind of did the talking part. I actually heard it ramp up a little bit, and I'm going, because what it will do, you can sound like this, and it'll say, oh, you're off key. It lets you know. But you can dial in. They have engineers that actually, you want to sound like Mariah Carey and get that high thing.
Yeah.
Even if your voice is like this, it will do it, and you will sound like Mariah Carey. As a matter of fact, I actually saw a guy with a squirrely voice. He wanted to be, right on, baby, I'm Barry White.
And it
has that in there. And it's not that expensive. I mean, it's not, you know, $100. It's, you know, the units can be, the really good ones, about $800, which is not much.
But you can get one for like, $300, $299 or something like that?
Yeah, $300. Now, they're not keeping them in stock, but a lot of times, you know, you'll hear when you go to the beach or something like that, you'll see a guy up there with his guitar, and he stomps his foot down on the foot pedal, and all of a sudden he's got a choral group in the background.
Yeah.
That was actually, it takes your voice and loops it in real time and does it.
Unbelievable.
You could do jingles all by yourself. They've also got it for instruments. You can't play an instrument worth a damn? Well, you can now.
Well, this is the amazing thing. He was basically on key for the whole song. By the way, I kind of like the song.
Well, it's not bad.
If the song was done by like Beyonce or Mariah Carey, like you said, or Shania Twain or something, it would have been more appropriate. Well, but to see this guy bouncing around like he does,
let me go back a little bit retro here.
Okay,
let's go pre Dylan Mulvaney and all of that. And guys used to sit there. Well, I'll go back to the 70s when I was like six, and I had noticed that, you know, some of the girls that I knew, you know, they had, for no other way to say it, they felt comfortable when they went out with guys that were gay. They felt safe. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they felt safe with their girlfriends. So, you know, communicating to girls and women in their safety zone is a nice way to get to know them. Like, if you want to meet, you think, boy, she's really hot, find out who her friends are.
So you're saying that maybe Dylan is doing this to get closer to women?
Well, what? He hasn't. Look, he's saying he's a woman.
Yeah.
And he's doing the girl thing, but is he really a poser because he hasn't had any alterations now, has he?
That's what I've heard. And he still calls himself Dylan. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't feel safe with him, ladies.
You know, the thing is, people don't tell you this, but Dylan Mulvaney was, he was trying desperately to be a star when he wasn't posing as a woman.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It is a gimmick. And, as soon as you played the song, I said, I know what this guy is up to. I mean, I would, you know, if I were a girl and there were one of the ladies going out with him going, he's just one of the girls, you know. He's not even gay. He's one of us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if that skirt pops up all by itself, you know what?
Surprise.
There's the surprise, you know.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is we live in strange times. Dylan Mulvaney, that's his new release. It came out, I guess, yesterday or the day before yesterday. And, I mean, like I said, it's kind of a snappy tune, and, it has a bounce to it. If it was done by a real woman, I'd probably like it a lot more. You know,
pardon the pun, but you know, if he's out somewhere and the skirt pops up, you know, with his history,
get away.
He can say He could sit there and say, "Well, this bud's for you."
Yeah, I'm sure. I think that's enough. That's enough. It's time to wrap this thing up. Hey, listen. What a way to end the program. Have a by the way,
you wanted a smile. There you go.
There he goes. That scowl is gone. 833
happy to see you, ladies.
833-538-7868. 833-538-7868 is our number.
Mail at itsanotherday.com, mail at jimandbill.com, and jimandbill@mail.com.
What was that old line from the movies?
Blame it on him. If you got complaints, send it to Jim.
What was that old line from the movies? Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see him?
Yeah, May West.
Exactly.
Well, there, Dylan, if Dylan gets a hold of this, Dylan,
yes.
Let's see your best May West now. You know what? You're the drag dancer, so go ahead and just give us a show.
Hey, listen.
Until then.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hasta la vista, baby. We're out of here.
This is CRN America.